Being thankful is one of the simplest habits a person can practice, yet it has profound power. Gratitude doesn't require wealth, perfect circumstances, or an easy life. It doesn't deny pain or pretend everything is fine. Instead, gratitude is the ability to recognize what is still good, still present, and still meaningful, even when life feels heavy. In a world that constantly pushes us to focus on what we lack, learning to be thankful is both a strength and a form of freedom. When people feel down, their minds naturally narrow. Discouragement has a way of shrinking our perspective until all we can see is what's missing. The relationship that didn't work, the opportunity that disappeared, the money that isn't enough, the progress that feels too slow. This is not because we are weak. It's because it is human nature to focus on what we don't have. Our brains are wired to notice problems, threats, and gaps because those signals once helped us survive. But in modern life, that same wiring can trap us in a cycle of negativity and dissatisfaction. That is why a gratitude list can be so powerful. When you feel overwhelmed or defeated, writing down what you're thankful for forces your mind to widen again. It is a way of interrupting the downward spiral. Even if nothing in your life changes immediately, your awareness changes. You begin to see that there are still gifts woven into the day. Food, shelter, a friend who checks in, a body that still carries you, a sunrise, a moment of calm, a lesson learned, a second chance. It's easy to overlook these things because they are familiar, but familiarity is not the same as insignificance. Many things we depend on most are invisible until they are gone. Gratitude also has the power to restore humility. When we are thankful, we acknowledge that life is not something we fully control. Much of what we enjoy is not earned in a strict sense, it is received. We didn't choose our time period, our early influences, many of our opportunities, or the people who helped us along the way. Gratitude reminds us that we are beneficiaries, not just achievers. This humility creates peace because it softens entitlement, the belief that life owes us comfort, success, or fairness. Entitlement makes every delay feel like injustice. Gratitude makes even small blessings feel like grace. One of the most challenging but transformative forms of gratitude is being thankful for hard times. This does not mean pretending suffering is good or minimizing pain. Some experiences are genuinely heartbreaking, yet hardships often become the crucible where growth is formed. Difficult seasons force us to reevaluate our habits, priorities, and assumptions. They expose weaknesses that comfort would have allowed us to ignore. They push us to develop courage, discipline, patience, and resilience. Without hardship, we might stay the same forever. Hard times, while unwelcome, often become the catalyst for change and becoming better. The same can be true of difficult people. Certain relationships test our limits, confront our pride, and reveal areas where we need stronger boundaries or greater maturity. People who challenge us can teach us what we value, what we will tolerate, and how we can respond with wisdom instead of emotion. They shape our character through friction. In that way, even conflict can become instructive. Ultimately, gratitude is not just a mood, it is a mindset and a practice. It trains us to notice abundance where we previously saw only absence. It turns ordinary life into something richer. It strengthens us when we feel discouraged and steadies us when we feel afraid. And perhaps most importantly, gratitude keeps our hearts open. It reminds us that even in hard seasons, life still contains gifts worth noticing. When we learn to be thankful, we don't just see life differently, we live it differently.